Rabbi Chaim Shmuel in Yone Hanukkah.
I didn't say that.
In Yone de Yoyma.
I said in Yone de Yoyma. Shloima HaMelech, the Chocham Mikol Adam said, Dobar Be'itay Ma'atay. And that is the source of speaking in Yone de Yoyma. If you look at the end of Sedra Bereishis, you'll find Asoro Doiris Me Odom Rad Noach. If you look at the end of Sedra Noach, you'll find Asoro Doiris Me Noach Ad Avraham. And the difference in the number of years these people lived is very glaring. I'm not a mathematician, but I think the average of the first 10 Doiris is something between 800 and 900 years, and then it goes down drastically. The other next 10 generations much shorter. I think the longest is Shem with 500 years or so, but goes down. The 10 Doiris between Adam and Noah were not allowed to eat meat. After the Mabul, Noach was told, you can eat meat. Now, what is the difference between these two sets of 10 doilas? So the Sephorno, in short, and the Malbim, in greater detail, say the following. There is a Medrash Rabbah, which says that before the Mabul, there was no change in temperature or climate or length of day. Every day was the same lovely climate, it says, like between Pesach and Shavuos. It's not too hot, but it's not cold, and it's not damp. Lovely weather. And all year round, it was like that. And the Medrash continues that once in 40 years, it rained. Then they planted their seeds, and what grew lasted 40 years. Now everybody knows that the reason why we have hot seasons and cold seasons is because the angle of the axis of the earth vis-a-vis the sun tilts. It moves 23.5 degrees north and 23.5 degrees south, and that's why the length of days, the temperature, the climate, everything changes. And so they say, before the Mabul, this didn't happen. So every day is the same length, every day the same temperature. So the bodies didn't wear out. Because what makes people age and die eventually, the body wears out. And that's because it's subjected to constant change. If you would put a person in a perfect environment, day in and day out, and it's not damp, because it only rains once in 40 years, then the life goes on and on and on. It's only when we are subjected to these changes that there is a strain on the human body. And that is why, before the Mabul, they were so healthy, they didn't need the protein which we get from meat. But after the Mabul, because the day's length and temperatures changed constantly, and every year it rained, so they needed the protein. So the Rosh Baruch Hu says, from now on, because you need the protein which comes from meat, you can have it. But before that, there was no need. That is the explanation of the Sephorno and the Malbim. And it's based on the Poshim said the Noach, Oid Kol Yimei Ha'oret, Zera V'Kot V'Koy V'Chom, etc., which they translate as, from now on there'll be Koy V'Chom, but before that there wasn't. Now the first Mishnah in Avodah Zorah tells us we're not allowed to do business with Oivde Avodah Zorah 3 days before their festival. Why not? Because if we do business with them and they get a good deal, they'll praise the Avodah Zorah. So we don't want people to praise Avodah Zorah. So for 3 days before their festival, we are not allowed to do business with them. And Tosfos says the Ovda by the Zora, today they're not Ovda by the Zora. Now, what are these festivals? The Ilu Mishnah Chesomidav. Eidei Hensha Ovda Techovim. These are the festivals. Kalando the Satra Nuro. That's the names. Doesn't mean much to you and me. Now let's do the Gemara. It might, Kalando might be something with a calendar. Because, let's see. Omer Rav Chana. Bar Rabbe. Kalando Ches Yomim Acha Tekufa. Comes 8 days after Tekufa's Tedes. Now, we'll stop here and just say a word or two about Tekufos. The solar cycle, the year as we know it, is, let's say, approximately 365 1/4 days. And a quarter of that, which is 91 days and 7.5 hours, is called a Tekufa. And the year has 4 Tekufos. And they're called Tekufas Nisan, Tammuz, Tishri, and Tedes. And we're now talking about Tekufas Tedes. And Satra Nura is Ches Yomim Lifnei Tekufa. So, Kalando is 8 days after, the Tekufa, Satun is 8 days before. Tona Rabona, Lefi Shara Odom Horishon, Yom Shemismat Vahilach. The Adam Harishon saw the days getting shorter. Omai said, Oili, oh, woe to me. Shema b'shvil shesorachti oilam choshech badi. Maybe because I sinned, therefore the world is getting darker. V'choyza l'tohu uvoyu. And eventually we'll get back. The world will return to tohu uvoyu. V'zuhi miso sheniknas olay min ha-shomayim. And that is what Rabbi Shem said. He said, the day you eat from the eighth hadas, you will die. And now the days are getting shorter and shorter. That's probably it. The days will finish, I'll be gone, and that will be back to Tzoyvavoy. So what did he do? Omad the Yoshav Chesyobim B'tanis B'tfilah. So he started davening. What did the Yid do based on? Start davening. Kivit Sharot Kufas Tavis. But when it came to Tekufas Tavis, Vara Yoim Shemarich Vahailach, the days are getting longer. Oma bin Hoga Shalom Hu. This is not Toyo, this is a minute, Koilam. The days get shorter, the days get longer. But also Shemon Yomim Toivin. So now he made 8 days Yom Toivin. So 8 days were fasting before the Tekufa. But when the Tekufa comes, and then the days get longer, a Yom Tov. The Shono Acheres, so next year, Asom Le'elu Le'elu Yom Tov. So he made 2 lots of Yom Tov. 8 days before Tekufa, 8 days after. Hu Kavo'om L'Shem Shomayim. Now he made these Yom Tovim L'Shem Shomayim. So thanks to the Divine Shalom, it's not the end of the world, it's Teva. V'heim Kavo'om L'Shem Avodis Kachovim. And the idolaters were Kaveya, these 2 festivals, 1 8 days before the Tekufa and 1 day after, L'Avoy de Zora. So now you see the voice of what I meant with Inyona de Yoma. The pagans were Kaveya, their festivals 8 days on either side of the Tekufa. And the Notzrim, they took it over. The Notzrim took over these, and therefore, there, you see, the reason why I can see Baruch Hashem, Beit HaMikdash full of fine Eden, is not because it's the 4th day of Hanukkah. It's because of the 25th of December. Actually, I'm sure everybody has heard of, if not actually seen, a little pamphlet called Megillas Tanis. It's mentioned in the Gemara many times. I have a copy at home. It's a rarity, so my second copy I gave away to Talmud Chochem. And it says there in the last perek that there are days when people should fast because of the tragedies which occurred. And it goes through the month Nisan, through the month of terrible tragedy, Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Mises Bnei Aaron, etc., when Shmuel Hanovi died. And when it comes to Teves, it says on the 9th there should be a Tamis. The reason is not given. So the Mephoshim say, you know why? It was censored. That was the Yoim Hoyleda Sheloi Soish, the 9th of Teves. Well, the 9th of Teves and the 25th of December, they do come very close together. But let us leave the Inyon de Yoim now and concentrate on what we started with. We said that the Tzeporno and the Malbim on the Pasuk Oid Kol Yimei Haaretz say that before the Mabul all days were the same length. But the Gemara said we're finished back there. We've just learnt the Gemara that Odom Marishan, he saw the days getting shorter and he saw the days getting longer. So what do the Tzeporno and the Malbim do with this Gemara? Rashi tells us in next week's Sidra that the Medrash Rabbah is the Agada Shel Bnei Marova. It is the Agadata of Eretz Yisroel. In plain words, the people who wrote the Talmud Yerushalmi, they wrote the Medrash Rabbah. That's what Rashi tells us. Now, this is the answer to our question. If you open the Yerushalmi on this subject which we just learnt in corresponding to Chet Omed Aleph in the Babli, the Yerushalmi asked the same question, what is Kalandra and Saturn, what they're all about, and tells you, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, Agansa Masa, about a fight, a battle between Rome and the Egyptians, Agansa Masa. Now, I ask you, Rabbi Yochanan, what's wrong with what the Talmud Babli says? Answer, everything's wrong with it. According to Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi is the Medrash Rabbah. The Medrash Rabbah says there was no tilting of the earth's axis before the Mabul, so that they can't accept the Pshat of the Babli. The Babli's Pshat on these two festivals is because of the tilt of the earth. The days got shorter in the days of Adam. But according to Yerushalmi, which is a God of this didn't start until not after the Mabul. So therefore Yerushalmi can't give the Babli's answer. That's a different answer. It's the Machlokes Babli and Yerushalmi. Now, normally when it comes to matters of halacha, we pass them like the Babli. But this is a Gadatha, this is not halacha lemaisa, so we pass them like they say pshat in the Pasuk, like Yerushalmi. The Babli will have to say a different pshat, but that's not important. Now, we said the year has four takufas. Now, if you look in your luach, you will find that the present of the forthcoming takufas teves will be on the 8th of January, followed by another one round about the 8th of April, and then something like that in Tammuz in July, and again in October, beginning of October. That is what the luach. You got the luach there?
Six, seven, eight.
It's round about that. Now, if you know anything about the very first elementary steps of astronomy, the year is divided into four, but not like the luach, quite different. They are the two extremes, the shortest, the longest days, which are about 21st, 22nd of June and December, and they are those two days in the year when the night and the day is the same. That's around about 21st of March, 21st of September. So there seems to be a machloitis between the luach and the calendar call it, when is the Takufa? Now, if you learn the Gemara in the first Perek of Sanhedrin, and you have a Luach in front of you, you'll get a terrible shock. Because the Gemara tells us that at least the last day of Sukkot, that's the Shana Rabba, that must be in the new Takufa, in Takufas Tishri. Now, if I said it correctly, the Takufa of Tishri in that Luach will be 6th, 7th, 8th of October. Well, I assure you, last year, Rabbi Yisai, Sukkot ended a long time before the 7th or 8th of October. This year, it's all right. Thank you. Well, this is just not very important. Thank you. Anyway, so you've got a kasha. There's a kasha between the Luach printers and the Gemara, Sanhedrin. Now, the answer, Rabbi Yisai, is like this. The Gemara tells us that the solar cycle is 365 and a quarter days. And as I said, a quarter of that is 91 days. This is not accurate. Shmuel was an astronomer, and he knew the accurate cheshbon, but for the man in the street, talking about 365 days, 5 hours, 49 minutes and some seconds. He laughs at you. Minutes and seconds. What are you talking about? We don't even know the hours. The Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, if two people come to a Bezdin, and one of them said, this man was Mechalel Shabbos, the Shor Shnia. The other one says, the Shor Shlishis. We killed this man. Wait a minute. One says 2 hours, one said 3 hours. In those days, they couldn't tell. They didn't have watches and clocks. They looked at the angle of the sun. How can we measure the angle of the sun? Approximate. Everything was approximate in time. There's no good rule telling the people the exact. So he told them in round figures, it's 365 and a quarter. But we, that's the Bezdin, when we are Kodea, Yomim Toibim, we have to be exact. We can't go roughly. So the Rambam says, there's the Takufa of Rav Ado Bar Ahava. It's not mentioned in the Gemara, but it was known by Kabbalah, the Takufa of Rav Ado Bar Ahava, which was more or less, as I said, 365 days and 5 hours, 49 minutes and some seconds. And that is the Cheshbon of the Takufa on which our Yomim Toivim are based. So our Chachamim knew very well that Shmuel is talking in round numbers, but it has to be exact. You can't fix our Yomim Toivim in round numbers. So I've worked it out without a calculator before I owned a calculator. This is a recent acquisition of mine, together with my mobile phone, just got recently. I don't know how it works, but that's it. I worked out the difference between the Cheshbon of Shmuel, Yarchino, as he was called, Shmuel the astronomer, the difference between his Cheshbon, the Rabbi Barahava, was 1 day per century. Now, 17 centuries since Shmuel, and you'll see that the difference between the worldly Takufa and Shmuel in the Luach is 17 days. As some mathematician said, in 30,000 years' time, we won't be saying the same Talamot of Rosh until after Pesach. That's a fact. Now, you see, we say it on the night preceding the 5th of December. Another 100 years will be the night before the 6th of December, because we are going forward by 1 day per century. And so now we say, why do we start the same Talamot on the night before the 5th? Because the Gemara says like this. The Gemara was written in Bavel. The nature of Bavel was they didn't need rain until 60 days after the Takufas Teves. So Takufas Teves, Tishri, sorry. And according to our Luach, 60 days after the Tekufa is now in this century. It's the coming of the 5th. Next stage will be the 6th, and we'll go on 7 until it'll go till after Pesach. Now, this is a paradox. The Beis Din who make the Luach, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, etc., they base it on the Tekufa of Rav Adar Bar Ahava. But when they tell you to start saying the same Talmud also, that's based on the Tekufa of Shmuel. It's a paradox, but I think the answer could be that davening, every Yid davens. In the days of Shmuel, as I said, talking about minutes and seconds was useless. They won't even tell it. So they talked about the Tekufa being round numbers, because everybody wants to daven Maran and say the same Talamota. So it gave them the Tekufa of Shmuel. But the Beis Din who calculate Yom Tov, they've got to be accurate. So, but they are the Beis Din, you understand. They're not the man in the street. They are the Beis Din, and they are great mathematicians and astronomers, and they worked it out according to the Adar Bar Ahava. Now, in Yisrael Hashem, this coming Erev Pesach, we're going to have Birchas Hachamo. Now that again is based on the Chesed of Shmuel. According to Adar Bar Ahava, there's no such thing. Never has been and never will be. But it's based on Shmuel. So for things which are not the Raisa, Kiddush Hacham is not the Raisa, so we can use a Chesed which is more or less right. It's the lack of accuracy is one day per century, which doesn't sound too bad. Now to talk about the other, the more important in Yonah the Yoma. Hanukkah is the one and only Yom Tov where the Gemara tells us that there are three ways of performing a mitzvah: basics, mahadrin, and mahadrin min hamahadrin. There's no other mitzvah which has this dargas. Everybody knows you want to have tzitzis with hidurim and tefillin, and of course priyei tzedakah. But what are the hidurim of the priyei tzedakah? Can somebody show me the Gemara Suk which says a basic essay is this, a mahadrin is this, a mahadrin is this? There's no such Gemara. But it's only with this Yom Tov that we are told what the Hidur is. And they say in the name of the Chidushei Horim, I must say I haven't seen it, they say the answer is like this, because the Gemara says that when the Chashmonoim came back into the Beis HaMikdash, they found only one jar of oil sealed with a seal of the Kohen Gadol. Question: why did the Kohen Gadol put his seal on this jar of oil? Now, people will mistakenly say it's for the menorah. Well, that's wrong. The menorah was nothing to do with the Kohen Gadol. Any Kohen Hedyot could light the menorah, and the oil came from the Machzis HaShekel. The Beis Din, who looked after the matters of Korbanos, they had to provide the Kohen, whoever it was, with this oil. So what did he seal it for? Nothing with him. The answer is, there's a Chavitin. Every morning and every evening, the Kohen Gadol had to bring a mincha al hamachabas, and it was his job. He had to provide the oil and he had to provide the flour. So he sealed this for his chavitim. But you know, it says in the pasuk, "Kosus lamoer, v'loy kosus lemenochus." You only need grade one oil for the menorah. For menochus, you don't need it. So therefore, al pisvara, then the Kohen Gadol's oil for his mincha was possible for the menorah. So how could they use it? The answer is, this Kohen Gadol went in for hidur mitzvah. Yes, he said, of course I can buy grade 2, or grade 3 flour, I can oil, I can also buy. But I want to be mahada. I want my machavas, minchala machavas, to be behidu agoma. And therefore he bought oil fit for the menorah. Now since it was fit for the menorah, they used it. So the whole nef was toilet on hidur. Had that coin God not been mahada, you'd have no nef Hanukkah, because you couldn't use it. And that is why the Chacham or Kazeya Hidur in the mitzvah, because that was the very basis on which the nef occurred. The other mitzvahs, they are Hidur, but the Chacham never put it into a chelik of the mitzvah. Now, the minhag Yisrael, at least mine, is every Chanukah to learn through this few blat of Gemara in Shabbos, Perek Bamei Madlikin. And you come across a mama, Omer Rapume, Hazohir B'Kiddush Hayoim. If a person is careful in the Indian of Kiddush Hayoim, making Kiddush Friday night, Zoyche Umamale Garve Yayim. He's Zoyche to fill up whole barrels of wine as a schar. The boy said, can anybody tell me where Rapume gets this from? What's the source of the saying? He said, yeah, but there must be some source. Now, the source is like this. There's a Gemara at the end of Megillah, where the Gemara says that Rav Huna turned up for Shia one morning with his trousers held up by a piece of string. So Rav, he's going to say, hey, Huna, what's going on here? What's happened to your belt? He says, I pawned it to buy wine for Friday night Kiddush. Now there's a Gemara in Brochus which tells us that Rav Huna had such a big vineyard that he had 400 barrels of wine produced by this vineyard, and they all went sour. So he didn't go to the scientists and ask them what sort of bug got into my wine. He went to the Beis HaMedrash and said, who knows what I've done wrong to deserve my barrels of wine going sour? So they said, with great respect to the Rav, but he didn't work in the vineyard. He had a Nochi who did the work, and this Nochi got a certain share. And the Nochi, at the end of the season, when they prune the vines, is entitled to a share of the firewood. And we heard that you don't give your Oris his share of firewood. So he said, what? Give him a gannet. He pinches half the grapes anyway. I should give him firewood. So he said, yeah, afilu hochi. Yeah? You've got to do your bit. The fact is, a gannet is the size of fire. You've got to give him his fair share. So Rapunah said, okay, from now on I'm a kabul. I'm always going to give that gannet his share of firewood. So the Gemara is not sure what happened next. Either the price of vinegar went up to the price of wine, or unless happened that his vinegar changed into wine. Anyway, so from that Gemara we see that he was very wealthy, had a vineyard with 400 barrels. But we said a minute ago he held his trousers up with a piece of string. Elomai, from that he learned, because he pawned his belt to buy wine for Kiddush, so Mamed Rabonshim rewarded him with 400 barrels of wine.